on this week's Arts Page, the Poet Laureate and Helen Zell Young Writers Competition. Stay tuned.
I now declare the Poet Laureate of Jamaica and Helen Zell Young Writers Prize for Poetry officially open.
The National Library of Jamaica, NLJ, is continuing to breathe life into the literary arts with the launch of a new competition for young poets. NLJ's Special Programs Director, Abigail Henry, says a partnership has been formed with an institution in the United States to set up the Poet Laureate of Jamaica and Helen Zell Young Writers Prize for Poetry.
The National Library of Jamaica has been in contact with the Helen Zell Writers Program at the University of Michigan towards the establishment of a prize for Jamaican poetry. And we are delighted that funding for this prize has been secured in the amount of $1,000.
Helen Zell is a champion of the arts and education in America. Funding for the initiative is being provided by the Helen Zell Writers Program at the university where Poet Laureate Lorna Goodison lectured for over 20 years. The contest seeks to recognize talented young Jamaicans aged 17 to 25 years with an interest in pursuing a career in poetry. Ms. Henry says judging will be conducted in two rounds, where the literary works will undergo professional scrutiny.
The first round will be carried out by a panel here at the NLJ, and shortlisted applicants will be given the opportunity to have their original work appraised by staff and students of the prestigious and highly competitive Master of Fine Arts Writing Program at the University of Michigan in the United States.
In addition to the cash prize, the winner will participate in an award ceremony to be held in Kingston on World Poetry Day, March 21, 2018. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange has endorsed the initiative, which she says will assist in preserving Jamaica's rich cultural heritage.
It is our hope that by this platform, a new generation of Jamaican poets will rise up to pen their own contributions to our sterling literary heritage.
She calls it a unique chance to be recognized among award-winning Jamaican authors and poets, including Poets Laureate Professor Mervyn Morris and Lorna Goodison.
We have well-established poets of the older age group, but we have some really bright, young, upcoming poets that I think the competition will be very stiff. To the young people of Jamaica, I encourage you to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. Your creativity may take you far in the world, and we want to see you succeed.
Jamaica's Poet Laureate for the period 2017 to 2020, Lorna Goodison, will be visiting several secondary and tertiary institutions across the island to promote the program. Deadline for submission to the Poet Laureate and Helen Zell Young Writers Competition is December 15, and the winner will be announced in February 2018. Submitted poems must be the original work of the applicant and may be written on any topic or issue. However, the item submitted should not have been previously published. When submitting, each application should be a portfolio containing 3 to 6 original poems typed on plain paper, a completed application form, and a copy of a government-issued photo ID, for example, a passport or driver's license. Forms are available at nlj.gov.jm. For more information on the entry requirements, send an email to poetlaureate@nlj.gov.jm or call the National Library of Jamaica at 967-1526. Before we go, a reminder that the final Jamaica National Heritage Lecture, titled Rumble in Morant Bay, Ayer vs. Gordon, will take place on Tuesday, October 31 in the Legislative Chamber of the JNHT Headquarters, 79 Duke Street, Kingston. And that's how we wrap things up this week. Tune in next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
Get your heritage posters and publications now through to October 30 at the GIS. Spend over $1,500 and get a prize. Good while stocks last. We'll play our part.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.